哈利路亚！再次跟我们在座的好朋友，以及在东奥克兰这边，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主所爱的，大家问安。
Hello, I'd like to send my greetings once again to all of our friends, both here as well as our brothers and sisters here at East Auckland Church.
感谢主，我们现在有着平静的时间，在会堂里领受道理敬拜。
Thank God we have this opportunity to be in the chapel to receive the words of God and worship God.
这是主耶稣造的诸位的信心所赏赐的恩典，
This
感谢
is
主。
a grace that God has granted us. We thank God for this.
我们接续之前，今天晚上来进行启示录前三章重要教训的第三节。
We'll continue with our third session about some of the important teachings in the book of Revelation.
我们继续翻到启示录第二章的第四节。
Let us read Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
在这里，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以在这里，我们发觉第一封给以弗所教会的书信，唯一一个主耶稣责备的地方。
The first letter was written to the church in Ephesus, and the Lord Jesus rebuked them in this single area.
责备以弗所教会的统领呢，把起初的爱心给离弃了。
The church was rebuked that they have left their first love.
当然，一般我们在讲这一个经节，有些人在讲圣经里面其他地方有关爱心教训的时候，
Sometimes people use this verse when talking about love, in the Bible.
也会讲到这个经节。
And they will talk about this verse.
但是我们知道，圣经里面有关爱心的这些教训有很多层面啊。
But in the Bible, there are many layers to the teachings around love.
爱仇敌吗？这也是爱心啊。
If you love your enemies, this is also love.
爱弟兄姐妹。
If you love brothers and sisters.
爱那些软弱的。
If you love those who are weak.
爱鳏寡孤独。
If you love those who are lonely, who are widowed or orphaned.
甚至赦不赦免人，这都牵扯到爱心。
Whether you forgive someone, this all relates to your love.
当然了，我们可以不用特别针对这一个经节，把它用在一般的爱心解释上，这也无可厚非。
Of course, we can use this verse to explain love in terms of other aspects as well.
但是既然是放在第一封书信啊，其实我们有很丰富的其他经文可以已经解经。
But since this verse is placed in here, we can use other Bible verses to explain this verse.
那我们就来查考以弗所教会，它在一开始被建立的时候，它呈现的特质是什么？从这里下手啦。
Let us now study when the Church of Ephesus was established. What were its special characteristics?
因为这里的我要责备你，这个你第二人称代名词是以弗所教会嘛
？Nevertheless, I have this against you, which is referring to the Church in Ephesus.
那我们不只要查考所谓的，我们叫做我们解经学上有所谓的内证跟外证，
所以
大家听过吗
？Not only are we looking at internal and external evidence when explaining the Bible.
对，evidence 内部的证据跟圣经外的证据了。
There is internal evidence within the Bible and external evidence outside of the Bible.
那我们现在也不要考虑外部，就考虑那圣经内的就好了。
Let us just consider the internal evidence.
那以弗所教会怎么建立的？其实就记载在新约使徒行传18章19章，很清楚了。
How was the church in Ephesus established? It is recorded in Acts chapter 18 and 19.
我们现在没那么多时间再带大家去看那两章。
We don't have time to read through those two chapters.
但是你们再看回使徒行传18、19。圣灵借着使徒去建立以弗所教会的时候，那个经文里面好像看不到什么爱心呢。
We see when through the Holy Spirit the apostles established the church in Ephesus, you don't see love.
可是从那两章里面，大家回去再翻，你仔细琢磨一下。
But if you go back and read those two chapters carefully,
会发觉以弗所教会啊，建立之初，整个经文在记载最特殊的活动是什么
？If you read what the most interesting event that happened in the process，
就是传福音哦。
Which is preaching the gospel.
简单来讲，从亚波罗这一个人的任性，也是在以弗所那个地方开始的。亚波罗啊。
Including Apollos, his belief started in Ephesus.
他是一个很有恩赐才能，很会讲经解经的，本来应该是所谓不是正统教会里面其他的门徒啦。
He was a very gifted teacher of the Bible, but he was not one of the proper apostles.
那接下来在那里发生了一件事情，十二个门徒的重新受洗受圣灵，也是在那个地方，以弗所上边一带的地方。
And at Ephesus in the upper regions, there were 12 disciples who got baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
到后来保罗啊，在那个以弗所建立的初期，在那里住了接近一年多的时间，还记得吗？
And do you remember how Paul stayed in Ephesus for over a year?
建立那个叫做推拿鲁学房，大家都回去翻啦。
And he established
对那个学房啊，不是在造就一般的信仰而已，它是传福音专用的。
He established this place to preach the gospel, and it is not just for normal teaching.
因为大家看到保罗在那里一年多的时间，他的目的是什么？
Because what was the point of Paul being there for 2 years?
他接着在里面讲到，希望每个听道理的出去就是传福音啊。
He hoped that everybody who heard the gospel would go out and preach the gospel.
他不只是做对内属灵的造就，不止如此。
He not only wanted people to be edified spiritually.
所以在那里经文记载说，目的就是希望整个小亚细亚的地区都听见主的道。
So his hope was that everyone in Asia would hear the word of the Lord Jesus.
所以这不像我们今天晚上的聚会哦，聚会完规定啊，到后天晚上聚会为止，大家至少要把今天晚上讲的对三个人讲哦，大概就是这种mission啊。
It is similar to saying that after tonight's service, you need to explain the service to 3 other people.
所以启示录二章四节的爱，起初的爱心那个爱，我认为跟传福音有绝对的关系，我们继续分析下去。
So let us continue to think about this first love in Revelation. I think it is related to preaching.
所以以前在台湾有一个教会啊，邀请小弟去做宣道周的分享。
There was a church in Taiwan that asked me to speak during their week on evangelism.
对，然后我其中有一篇就叫做传福音就是爱啊。
And I spoke a sermon called, to preach the gospel is to love.
因为我们常常想到说爱人爱人啊，怎么爱人呢？
We always talk about we need to love others and love others. How do we do this?
我们每个人的生长背景，我们原来的接触的环境，我们所受的训练。
We all have different upbringings, we were all educated in different backgrounds.
可能我们每个人讲的爱有相同的地方，也会有不同的地方。
When we talk about love, there may be similarities, but there may also be differences.
可是啊，神希望我们爱人啊，这一点绝对不能忘掉，跟传福音有绝对的相关啊。
But God wants us to love others and to not forget this because it's related to preaching.
我们来看前面帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章的第二节。
Let us read a First Thessalonians much conflict.
使徒保罗写这一封信说，他在大征战中把神的福音传给这些受信对象，对不对？
Apostle Paul says that in the midst of conflict, he was able to preach the gospel.
那其实接下来这几节保罗在阐明什么？一句话。
And then Paul continues to say one thing.
他在阐明我传福之所以传福音给你们的心态不是不好的，我的心态是什么？接下来这几节要讲这个。
He is explaining he is well intentioned in preaching the gospel to them.
注意第七节哦，我们继续看帖撒罗尼迦前书二章七节。
Look at First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
这个心态讲到这里啊，保罗突然灵有感动，讲出这个小结论。
Paul at this point he was moved to speak this conclusion.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲如养自己的孩子。
But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children.
所以保罗把传福音给人当作母亲在乳养自己的孩子做类比，有没有发现？
So you see that Paul compares preaching to a mother taking care of their child.
母亲乳养自己的孩子，请问是什么心啊？是耐心、信心、恒心，还是什么心啊？
What sort of mindset does a mother use to nurture their child? Is it patience or endurance?
其实我们第一个会讲的就是母亲对孩子的爱。
Actually, the first thing we talk about is the mother's love for their child.
不管你的恒心、你的耐心、你的操心，什么心都包含在爱这个字里面了，是不是？
No matter if you are determined or anxious, this is all from love.
不止如此，这个概念 concept 继续下去。
Not only this concept extends further down.
更明显了，我们看二章八节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Verse 8, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us.
这里讲得很明白了
哦。Do we understand what is said here?
我传福音给你们是因为爱你们，所以爱是传福音。当初那些使徒门徒这个观念很强烈。
We preach the gospel because we love these people. This is the strong idea that the apostles had at the time.
这种爱啊，我们继续看十一节，同样的类比又来第二次。
Let's continue to read verse 11. There's a second comparison again.
十一节，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父母待自己的儿女一样。
As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children.
只有使徒保罗这么在类比吗？
Is it only Paul who is making this comparison?
来，我们说我们要敬神爱人。
We talk about fearing God and loving men.
你先只要一讲到爱人啊，啊要周济穷人啊。
When we talk about loving men, we think about helping the poor.
要赦免他们。
And forgiving them.
要为他们代祷。
And praying for them.
这些没有错，比如说最近啊，整个地球上天灾地变战争，对不对？
This is correct. For example, there's lots of wars and natural disasters.
就有人会提议说，那我们是不是教会里面也要办募款啊，也要去关心那些人，为那些代祷？这个其实本意是善良的，要肯定啦。
So some in the church will say, do we need to fundraise and contribute money to them? This is well intentioned.
那我问各位，
But let me ask you,
以弗所教会他。有可能继续在做这些事哦，周济穷人，然后继续爱弟兄姐妹，帮助那些有需要的，有可能哦。
It is possible that the church in Ephesus help the poor, help those in need, as well as the church brothers and sisters.
可是他们可能在某一方面弱下来啦。
But they may have become weaker in some area.
他们可能顾虑到很多的爱心，这个爱心却缺乏了，叫做起初的爱心。
They may have done a lot of love elsewhere, but have forgotten their first love.
这个不只是使徒保罗把传福音跟爱搭在一起啦。
This is not just Paul, comparing love and preaching.
我们可能有很多周济跟关怀的活动，但是如果我们忘了继续很努力的广传福音啊，就可能犯了这样的错误哦。
We may make the same mistake if we keep trying to do this but forget to preach the gospel.
其实连主耶稣也讲过这个道理，你们想起来了吗？
Do you remember even Lord Jesus spoke about this?
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
Let's read John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第九节。
John chapter 15 verse 9.
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
我们跳到十一节。
Verse 11.
这些事我已经对你们说了。
These things I have spoken to you.
我们继续跳到十五节。
Let's jump to verse 15.
我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my father I have made known to you.
我们解经感谢神的恩典跟神迹啊。
Thanks to the grace of God.
我们常常习惯用软体或者是某些工具书啊，就拿个一个经节就开始解释半天啊。
We sometimes use the tools on the internet to explain for a very long period of time one verse.
我们常常会用这里的第九节，我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里，就开始解释了嘛。
We'll startrying to interpret verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you.
其实你在看主耶稣后面这个 context, 他讲的这一段话，他这个爱特别在指什么事啊？
But let's read the context of what Jesus says. What is he referring to?
这个爱是有指向性的。
This love has an object.
有一种麦克风收音器啊。
There's a receiver.
它叫做指向性麦克风，你们有听过吗？它就是那种麦克风哈，录音以前有录音笔这种东西。
For example, one of those recording microphone pins.
那有些麦克风哦，你是站在什么角度讲话，它都很清楚，它都没有指向性。
Some microphones have a universal direction. Doesn't matter which direction you speak into.
可是那个麦克风如果放在第一排的位置啊，它连旁边的杂音、后面的咳嗽都收进去了。
But there's some microphones. But if you put that microphone at the front, it will collect all the noise, include coughs and.
那后来我发觉有一种录音笔，它麦克风是指向性的，有方向性的哦。
But there is a directional microphone.
它是针对一个方向清楚收音，其他这个方向角度之外的那个音都被过滤掉了。
It captures audio in that particular direction and filters out all the other noise.
所以那个录音笔，我只要坐在第一排哦，瞄准那个讲话的人，旁边后面那咳嗽就会变得很小声，只录到那个几公尺之外那个人讲的话，叫指向性麦克风。
So if you point that microphone at a particular person, it will not pick up all of the coughs and colds on the side.
那一种比较贵耶。
Those microphones are more expensive.
为什么讲这个啊？
Why do I talk about this?
我们解经啊，如果要比较正确的话，是要指向性解经啊。
Because if we want to interpret the Bible, we need to do so in this way, in a directional way.
也就是主耶稣在这里讲的啊，约翰福音十五章第九节的“我爱你们，正如父爱我一样”，这个爱要用后面的话来解释啊。
Verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. We need to use the love later on to explain this.
这个爱指的是什么？是一节。
Verse 11.
我把从父所有听到的毫不隐瞒的都告诉你们，这就是我这里讲的爱的意思。
These things I have spoken to you, this is what the love that is written down here is referring to.
有没有十五节强调的那个叫做 Philadelphia 原文就是兄弟之爱的朋友朋友之爱。
In verse 15, the original text, the Philadelphia is referring to love between brothers.
我们本来是主的仆人啊。
We were servants of the Lord.
固然我们有这一个角色身份，这里主在强调的是，我不止如此，还把你们当成就是朋友。
So not only do we have this identity, but here the Lord is treating and calling us as friends.
怎么证明我不只把你们当仆人，还把你们当朋友？
How,
我跟你之间有友爱啊！友爱。
How do I prove that you are not just my disciples but my friends? It is we have love in between.
十五节，因哎，说明原因，因为什么？所以可以这样，因为我从我父所听见的全部都已经告诉你们了，毫不隐瞒了。
Verse 15, it is because all the things I heard from my father I have made known to you.
所以我们有些夫妇之间啊，久了会很在意这种事啊。
So sometimes between some couples after a long period of time,
我们是一体的，我们之间不要有秘密。
We'll say that we are one body, we should not have any secrets.
有时候固然另外一方啊，他可能是好心好意，不一定是坏心坏意。他觉得不用什么话都让你讲，不用什么东西都告诉你，免得你操心。
Sometimes the other party will say that we don't need to say everything, otherwise you will worry unnecessarily.
有些人接受了。
Some people accept this.
但是有些人就很在意，这不够意思啊！你怎么这样的？你要全部告诉我啊！
But some people are not happy with this. You need to tell me everything.
这就是我们另外一个新约经文，叫做凭爱心说诚实话。
This is what the Bible says. We need to speak the truth and love.
可是你知道，凭爱心说出来的诚实话，你可能会听的啊，暴跳如雷啊。
But if you listen to the truth spoken in love, you may explode.
我又想听，听了又不高兴。
We want to,
说人多不矛盾啊。
We are very contradictory. We want to hear it, but then we get angry when we hear it.
所以主耶稣把所有的话告诉我们，不管你喜不喜欢听。
So Lord Jesus tells us everything, whether or not we like it or not.
主耶稣说，父就是这样爱我的。
The Lord Jesus said, "This is how the Father loved me."
我跟父之间没有秘密啊。
There are no secrets between the Father and I.
我也把我从父所领受的一切告诉你们，这就是我对你们的爱。
And my love to you is I have told you everything that the Father has told me.
所以他其实希望我们这些门徒怎么去爱世人呢？
So how does he want us disciples to love the people of the world?
我曾经注目一间教会，最后那一天要离开了。
I once was a resident preacher at a church, and on my last day,
然后他们希望说，传道你上台讲几句话，我是很不想上去讲，没什么了不起的，有什么好讲。
They wanted me to speak some words in the last day, but I didn't feel like there was much to say.
所以我也学主耶稣讲话了。
So I learned from the Lord Jesus.
说我已经 爱你们的。
And I said, I have loved you.
因为每一篇讲章啊，你们坐在下面听一小时，都是我呕心沥血五六个小时写出来的。
Because
是我的生命。
Every sermon you have listened for an hour, I have worked hard for 5 to 6 hours to prepare that sermon.
我把从主那里所领受的毫无保留的都给了你们，不管你们听了喜欢或不喜欢。
Whether you like it or not, I have, without reservation, given everything I have received from the Lord.
这就是我传道爱你们所有弟兄姐妹一个最佳的方式。
This is the best way as a preacher that I can show my love to our brothers and sisters.
那我们现在拉回来，我们看回启示录二章。
Let's come back now to Revelation chapter 2.
所以我们这样子花了刚才那些时间再去剖析初期的以弗所教会以及这些经文，这样你们知道了吧？
So I hope you understand now we have investigated these verses regarding the church in Ephesus.
有可能啊，这个教会啊，当时当然没有什么 fellowship 什么团契什么东西，我不晓得了，可能各种活动敬拜什么都不缺啊。
But perhaps in this church all sorts of worshipping activities were not in lack.
照这样分析起来，我觉得他们有一个东西是远远不如这个教会初期那个阶段啊。
And I think from reading this passage, there is something that they have fallen short of the church at the start.
就是为传福音不顾性命的那种精神。
Which is the spirit of preaching without caring about their life.
因为我在台湾也曾遇过一个教会很诚实的跟小弟分享。
I once went to a church in Taiwan and they told me very honestly.
因为他很感叹说哎，我们这个教会最近几年传福音的状态不是那么理想。
They were talking about how the preaching the gospel wasn't going so well for a few years.
为什么有这种讲法？有弟兄姐妹当地的就讲了两个原因。
And why? The brothers and sisters had two ideas.
他说我们这间教会的建筑物是在整个城市里面最显眼的地方啊。
They said that our church building is in the most attractive place, in the whole of the city.
每天这么多市民经过都还不进来啊，那个不会得救啦。
All the people who are walking by every day and they don't come in, they will not be saved.
而且之前我们努力传过了，后来受洗的人数也越来越少了，所以主的意思的，这个城市大概就是这样子而已啊。
We have tried our hardest to preach, but not many people got baptized. This is the Lord's will in the city.
所以你看哦，聚会、祷告、敬拜，各种活动都有，就是传福音，简直快像熄灭的灯火一样。
So、
这样理解吗
？They have everything else in the church, but preaching the gospel is like this wick that's about to be blown out.
主耶稣不喜悦我们这样。
The Lord Jesus does not like it when we are like that.
以弗所教会，你看当初是怎么被建立的，都跟这一个事情有关，传福音。
Look at how the church of Ephesus was built up. It's to do with preaching the gospel.
所以在这里啊，有人问我说，这起初的爱心指的是什么？我认为就是传福音这件事情忽略了。
So what is this first love referring to? I think it is referring to their preaching of the gospel.
哦、所以这个也给我们大家当一个参考、哦、
So this is something for us to refer to.
好，那我们继续再来看，我们看接下来是第二封书信。
Now let's look at the second letter.
第二封书信想跟大家先来思考，我们请看第九节。
Let us read chapter 2 verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
Verse 9, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but a synagogue of Satan.
这一节里面，我们首先看到的是主耶稣说他知道士美拿教会某些统领的患难和贫穷。
Here the Lord Jesus talks about he knows the tribulation and poverty in Smyrna.
请注意这个贫穷跟患难前面有一个叫做第二人称所有格的存在。所有格就是你的、我的、他的，叫做所有格，你的。
So before this tribulation and poverty, there is this your, which is referring to universally you and including myself.
这个让小弟想到。
This makes me think about.
有时候我会听到一种声音。
Sometimes we hear this.
传道，为什么我们一样信主，也在真耶稣教会里面
？Preacher, how come we are all believers in the true Jesus Church.
我也努力要实践真理啊。
And I also work hard for the truth.
该聚会、该祷告都有来。
I come to service and I pray.
教会的服事我从来没有推却。
I never put down church work.
主耶稣是不是没有那么爱我？
Does the Lord Jesus not love me?
为什么他们家那么富有？
Why are they so rich?
为什么他们家那么幸福？
Why are they so happy?
为什么我遇到的问题这么多？
Why do I encounter so many problems?
所以这一节在告诉我们，你的患难、你的贫穷什么意思呢
？So here it's talking about your tribulation and poverty.
倒过来想，患难是你的。
Thinking about this, the tribulation is yours.
所以患难啊，跟贫穷这种你在世肉体生命所领受的状态。
So this tribulation and poverty is what you receive in your life.
各位知道吗？一样是从小一出生受洗的。
The same people who were baptized from when they were born.
我们有些同龄啊，不到十岁就被主耶稣接回去。
Some of our brothers and sisters went back to the Lord before they were 10.
主耶稣不爱他吗
？Does the Lord Jesus not love them？
那我再问大家，主耶稣是几岁被接回去啊
？Then let me ask you, at what age was the Lord Jesus？Taking back.
我再讲一个人物，大家思考一下。
And I'll let you think about another character.
那个神谁与神同行？大概365年。
Who walked with God for 365 years?
创世纪里面的以诺吧。
It was Enoch in Genesis.
你羡慕他吗
？Do you envy him?
你要知道啊，三百六十，你算一算，他同时代的人都活到几岁？
Have a think about the people of his time. How old did they live to?
当时的平均年龄是900岁。
At the time, the average lifespan was 900 years.
我们现在假如我们纽西兰的平均寿命是80。
So if we say that the life expectancy in New Zealand is 80.
以诺大概在我们纽西兰几岁就被主接回去了
？So roughly, how old was Enoch when he was taken back by the Lord?
小弟的脑筋很奇怪，常常会想到这个哈。
My brain
你要类比才能去感受啊。
So my brain is to compare this to be able to feel this.
大概不到30岁就接回去了。
So it's about 30 years old when he was taken back.
各位，你会希望主与我同行，然后20几岁把我接回去吗
？Would you hope that?
我看我要考虑回去祷告考虑一下。
Would you hope that the Lord, you walk with the Lord for 30 odd years and then he takes you back? I think I would need to consider.
这个在台湾传统说法，这个叫做夭寿啦，早夭啊，你晓得吗
？So
夭寿啊，你们听得懂就好了。这个怎么是福分呢？这个怎么是神同行呢
？So, because this life expect this lifespan is so short, how can this actually be?
所以有人问我这个问题，我一拿这个当比喻，他们就会有点通啦。
So whenever I give this give people this comparison, they can understand.
我们不只常常把世间的荣耀当成荣耀，我们把世间的福气当成神给的福气，有时候这样子你会搞错了。
Sometimes we incorrectly mix the blessings of this world with the blessings of God.
神给我们每个人定下寿命之所以有不同，有他的美意，是你的寿命，是你的寿命。不用拿来比较。
God has already set in His plan your lifespan and your lifespan. There is no need to compare.
我要强调的就是，不管是患难、恩典、福气、贫穷，都不是拿来比较用的。要记起来。
My point is whether tribulation or blessing or suffering, these are not for comparisons.
哎呀，我们以前前辈传道哈，有讲一句话嘛。
Our previous generation of preachers used to say.
哇，那个人呐。虽然已经来教会一段时间了、
啊。They will say, oh, that person, although they've come to church for a while.
他信的不是基督教啊。
They don't believe in Christianity.
他信的是比较跟计较啊。
They,
这个就不好啦不好啦。
They believe in a religion of comparison and also nitpicking.
人来到教会也是很奇怪齁、哦。
So when people come to church, it's very odd.
所以哲学家他体会出来有道理嘛。患寡而不患不啊，什么？患寡而不患不均嘛？哎，是这样吗？哦，患寡而患不均呐、啊，是这样子吗？哎，你们知道意思吗？他是说哈、哦，很怕你跟别人不一样啊。
So there's that saying that people are afraid of being the same as other people.
你要是跟旁边的人都跟你一样啊，
very, very
你没什么感觉哦。
So if you are the same as everyone around you, you will not feel anything.
大家旁边都一样贫穷啊，你不会觉得自己贫穷。
If Everybody around you is poor, you will not feel poor.
你现在啊，每个月纽西兰币啊，月收一万元。
If you make 10,000 New Zealand dollars a
month. 哇，我们在台湾听了，哇，好羡慕啊。
In Taiwan, we will be very envious of this.
结果你旁边的人跟住在你附近的人，每个人都是月收十万元的话。
But if everybody,
你每天唉声叹气的，你晓得吗？
But if everyone who lives around you makes $100,000 a month, you will be living miserably.
有时候这种东西就是比较出来的，你有没有发觉？
So these things come out of comparison.
所以以前我们台湾有个弟兄去非洲那边传我们真耶稣教会，遇到了一个小朋友。
There was a brother in Taiwan who went to Africa to preach the gospel.
每天他们的主食就是什么？玉米粉啊，玉米粉啊。
He met a little boy.
番茄这种东西、啊。
All they ate was just some simple corn flour rice.
要吃一颗蛋啊，要逢年过节才有一颗蛋诶，
one egg诶。Only in special occasions, like the New Year, where they get an egg.
然后那个弟兄就问他说。
And the brother asked the boy.
那我带你回台湾过几年好不好
？I'll take you back to Taiwan for a few years.
他说台湾。脸现出疑惑
，and he was a bit perplexed by Taiwan.
在哪里？那在说，我告诉你，那些每天你都可以吃蛋，每餐都可以吃蛋，蛋吃到你撑死为止这样子、
啊。And he said that you can eat an egg every day for as long as you like, up until the day that you die.
结果那个小孩朋友虽然有点流口水哦，我不要。
And even though that boy was had an appetite, he said no.
为什么不要
？And he asked why not?
因为我哥哥爸爸妈妈在这里，我不要离开他们。
Because my brother and my mom and my dad are here, I don't want to leave them.
因为那里大家都很贫穷啊，他不会觉得自己特别可怜啊。
There, everybody was poor. He didn't feel like his life was bad.
所以要记住，你的患难、你的贫穷，要去体会这件事。
So remember, it is your tribulation, your poverty.
教会是由一群神所爱、所拣选的人所组成的圣团契。
The church is a congregation of saints who have been chosen by God.
我们从教会观，我们固然是一群。
From the perspective of a church, we are a group.
但是我们还是个别的人，在过个别的人生，即使夫妇有一天。也可能要走上不同的路、啊、
Because we are individuals and we have our own lives. Even married couples will go on different paths.
我们夫妇是一体的。
Husband and wife are one body.
但是神没有说我们的寿命都是一样的、啊。
But God
是不是
did not say that you will live to the same age.
所以我们每个人都必须个别经历我们神给我们每个人早就安排的道路，
so,
一定要有这个体认、
啊。All of us must.Experience the journey that God has prepared for us.
没得比较，也不用计较。
There's nothing to compare or nitpick over.
不然啊，即使来到了神的教会里面啊，你还有那种心态，你会过得很难受，甚至误解耶稣基督。
Otherwise, if you come to church with this way of thinking, it will be tough for you and you might misunderstand Jesus.
虽然我们有这样的差异性跟特异性。
Even though we have these differences and special points,
但是我们将来也要都从主领受不同的奖赏。
But we will all receive a different reward from the Lord.
那当然患难啦、啊、我们就不再继续讲，那是每一个基督徒在生命当中必须有的共性啦、
啊。And everybody must go through tribulation in their life.
可是实在是不用拿来做比较，因为没得比啦。
But there is nothing to compare, so do not, there's no need to make a comparison.
好，那我们继续看到这个启示录二章九节后半节所讲的。
Now let's read Revelation chapter 2 verse 9, the second portion.
说这个士美拿教会啊，诶，大家注意到第二封书信哦。士美拿教会是唯一没有任何缺点的，有没有发现
？Look at the second letter to the church in Smyrna. There is no negative point.
我们不再讲太多了，我们是重点式的分享。
We are just talking about the main points.
所以这个特别贫穷、特别患难、特别被逼迫的，反而啊，在主的眼中是无可责备的哦。
This church with tribulation and poverty, actually, in the eyes of the Lord, there's nothing to rebuke them about.
我们继续看第九节，说，但是他们受到了那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话。
But I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not.
所以什么是自称是犹太人啊？
Who are those who say they are Jews?
我们当然可以思考，两千年前很容易思考，教会里面有一圈。为什么会自称是犹太人呢？
We will think about why were there a group of people who said that they were Jews.
既然会拿来特别称呼自己，他们一定是以为这样的称呼是比较高尚的。
They would call themselves Jews because they think that this means they're more superior.
比较属灵或属神的。
They are more spiritual or they're more close to God.
是有用的，是得救的。
They are more useful and they will be saved.
甚至比起那一些以外邦人身份来信主的人，可能再高一等。
And they are probably slightly higher than the Gentiles who came and believed in the Lord Jesus.
因为人性这样子的，会拿来自称的，大概都不是作践自己的啦。
Because those who like to put their name labels on their names, these people are also not always like this.
对不对？哎，你哎，赖弟兄啊，你是哪里来的？
And people may ask, Brother Lai, where are you from?
我从台湾来。
I am from Taiwan.
我在讲台湾这两个字啊，有一点骄傲感。
And when I say the words, when I say the word Taiwan, there's a sense of pride.
没有人会说赖弟兄你哪里来的啊
？And no one will say, Brother Lai, where are you from?
我垃圾堆里出来的。
I have come from the rubbish bin.
所以你会拿来自称的，一定是有那一些。比较正面感受的嘛，
so,
对不对
？You will bring this out and say you're from this because there is positive.
我们发觉使徒保罗啊，在一开始也有这样的毛病。
We see Apostle Paul was like this at the start.
所以使徒保罗一开始啊，他也这样自诩过。
So Apostle Paul once was content with himself.
我不只是希伯来人啊。
I'm not only a Hebrew.
我还是文士、经师，是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。他真的是杰出者。
I'm a scribe. I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
结果呢，他拿这些不是在标榜自己。
But when he said all of this, he was not advertising himself.
他后来做见证，在想说：“你看看，你看看，我以前就是这样想的，那个废柴的想法。”
He talked about
好的想法。
This sort of wrong thinking that he had in the past.
直到他领受了从上面来的智慧。
Until he received wisdom from above.
他才有这样的启示。
That he had this revelation.
什么启示？我们看罗马书二章二十八节。
Let us read Romans chapter 2 verse 28.
罗马书二章二十八节跟二十九节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29.
二十八节，因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵不在乎仪文，这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
Verse 28.For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. 29. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God.
这个是使徒保罗从之前他对自我的认知。
This is what Paul thought about himself in the past.
一直到后来从真信仰里面所领受的一个觉悟啊、
Then it was the conclusion he realized after he had converted to believing in the Lord Jesus.
他其实借这个在点醒其他一样是那一些希伯来人身份的弟兄姐妹不要自高。这到罗马书十一章继续在讲这个啊。
He is using this to explain to those Jewish believers to not be proud because they are a Hebrew.
然后也在提醒那些外邦来信主的再告诉他们，你们没有比较差、啊。
And to remind the Gentiles who had become Christians that you are not inferior.
没有高低之分啊。
That there is no superior or inferior.
就像今天我们东奥克兰教会，我们从世界各地来到这里。
Just like in East Auckland Church, we have come here from around the world.
英雄不论出身低啊。
But we do not care about the birthplace of a hero.
圣徒也不论出身啊。
And it is not about where a saint is born.
可是你看这些人。But, 我们再看回那个士美拿书信 but, 有人就是会自称是犹太人。
But look back at the passage about Smyrna, there are people who call themselves Jews.
好啦那接下来啊就提到了毁谤嘛。
And then it talks about mockery.
好那小弟如果有更多时间我在其他地方我会把这个毁谤六种毁谤分析的一清二楚但是我没有时间我只讲一点啊。
I don't have time, so otherwise there are six points to talk about for blasphemy.
今天啊有人觉得说我们谈我们是独一得救真教会这样不好。
Today some people say,It is not good to say that the true Jesus Church is the only church that will be saved.
因为很多外教派的朋友们，他们人也很好，他们也很好心，我承认。
Because many of our friends from other denominations are also very good, but I agree with this.
我们很希望跟他进一步接触，能够做道理上的交流跟分享。
We hope to connect with them and share the truth with them.
因为我们有信心，我们这个全备的福音跟道理是不会受影响的。
Because with our faith, our perfect gospel will not be affected.
可是就有一种声音说，如果我们要达成这个目的，就不要再对外宣称我们是独一得救的教会
了。But some people will say, if we want to achieve this, we should not tell other people we are the only church that can
be saved. 因为这个会造成无形的阻碍。
Because this will create an invisible barrier.
所以之前啊，有人曾经说，那我们在对外的场合不要称呼我们是独一得救的。
So some people say that when we're talking to outside people, we should not say we are the only church that can be saved.
那对内的场合我们这样讲。
But within internally we can say this.
这个其实不算毁谤，我只是说，因为有人毁谤说，你们这样称你们太骄傲了嘛。
Because
会说我们这样讲我们太骄傲。
Some people will criticize us and say, if we say this, we're too proud.
可是小弟真的觉得我没有办法去分别什么叫做内外的场合。
But for me, I cannot differentiate what is an inside and outside environment.
因为我觉得我所分享的每一篇道理啊，不管是主内的跟没有来过教会其他宗教，你要听就听啦。
Because I think for every sermon I share, whether you areA believer or from outside, we just listen.
以前我刚到一个教会注目的时候，那个教会的宣道主负责跟小弟谈。
Once when I went to reside at a church, the evangelical coordinator talked to me.
说，哎，传道你要不要考虑哈，我们来办月布道会或者是周布道会。
Said a preacher, do you want to hold weekly or monthly evangelical services?
是每个月找其中一个安息日上午，就直接变成布道会，有献诗啊，讲布道的道理啊。
So one Sabbath morning a month, we turn it into evangelical service.
我就说啊，愿主耶稣纪念你这么用心。
And I said, may God remember your hard effort.
我说你先听一个月我分享的道试试看。
I said, listen to me speak sermons for 1 month first.
我说我很难把我的道理分成布道跟牧养用的。
I said, I cannot really split my sermons into pastoral and evangelical.
因为我每一篇道理里面都会有布道的企图，你们听听看。
Because every sermon I speak, there will be a certain flavors of evangelism.
然后你有心的话，就带那一些慕道友或者朋友来听。一两次，假如圣灵没办法让他留下来，我大概也没办法了。
And I say, if you have friends, bring them and listen for one or twice, and if they cannot be kept here by the Holy Spirit, then I cannot either.
不用特别布道会，他们就会了解我们的信仰是什么。
They don't need an evangelical service; they can understand what we believe.
主的羊认得主的声音嘛。
And the Lord's sheep hears His voice.
神的话自己会吸引人。
The word of God will attract people.
所以我分不清楚内外啊。
So I cannot distinguish inside and outside.
不是我们信徒在的场合，就是对外场合。
And they'll say, when our believers are not there, that is to outside.
那其实到现在，小弟已经觉得不一定了。
But I think not necessarily now.
就算是全部都已经洗礼过的，你的共信共识知道跟小弟一样吗？我都不太确定。
Even if everybody is baptized in the same room, you may have a different understanding of basic beliefs to me.
请问今天在场聚会的，你们支持本会十大信条的？我只要发觉有人没举手，那今天就是对外的布道会了。
Or should I start my sermons by asking, put your hand up if you agree with our basic beliefs?
我要讲什么？我一向都支持我们是得救的教会，我再去解释为什么是唯一。
I always say that we believe that we are a church that will be saved, and I will explain why we are the only one.
小弟了解有些人说不要讲，那是因为有些人讲的不太好啊。
I understand some people say, don't talk about it because they don't talk about it well.
越听越反弹，这会翻译吗？
The more they explain it, the more people become repelled by it.
我发觉神给我的恩赐是我讲出去哦，你不管看我反弹，你听了应该不会反弹啊。
I feel that the gift that God has given me is whatever I speak out, you will not necessarily be repelled by.
而且我曾经跟我们的传道同工说，如果我是外教派的牧师，如果我是他们的牧师的
话，I said to other preachers, if I was a pastor of a non-TJC church.
我绝对不会因为今天你们真耶稣教会不说你是唯一得救的教会， 我就这样跟你握握手就没事了。我没那么简单。
I am not so easy to the point I will agree with you just because you don't say you're the only church that can be saved.
他是新耶稣教会传道。
So if he is a true Jesus church preacher,
我现在是外教派的牧师朋友。
I am a pastor of a non-TJC church.
然后就说，哎，你们现在不讲你们是唯一得救的教会啦。
And you say, oh, you do not say that you're the only church that can be saved.
不错不错，舒服舒服。
And I'll say, ah, this makes me feel good.
不讲就是让我舒服嘛，对不对？
I feel good because you don't say it.
我一定继续攻略城池，因为我要的是这个。
And I will continue to press on with with what I want.
哎，那请问谁牧师啊？啊，你觉得我们的教会会不会得救？
And so then you'll ask, preach, do you think my church can be saved?
这样懂了吗？
Do you understand?
啊，你敢说我的教会会得救？
And do you dare to say that my church will be saved?
洗礼也是这样子的。
And this is how we baptize.
也不用守安息圣日。
And no need to keep the Sabbath. And no foot washing.
也不用追求真理的圣灵。
And no Holy Spirit of the truth.
我告诉你，我要是说。为了和睦的缘故，我应该觉得好像是可能吧，会得救。
And I say, if for the sake of being hospitable, I'll say, oh, probably I think we can be saved as well.
我皮痒，你知道谁会教训我吗？
And then do you know who would rebuke me?
我们不能为了追寻这种表面的和睦，把道理放在一边的，不可以。
We cannot put the truth aside to achieve superficial unity.
所以现在出去，有些人说真耶稣教会真不合群。
So some people will say that the true Jesus Church is antisocial.
自以为了不起。
You think you're the best.
因为现在刚好我讲到毁谤话，我就想到我们现在最容易听到的，以教会来讲是这个东西。
Because now that we're talking about this, this tribulation, that this is something we often hear.
那我们再来讲一点啊。
Let's look at another point.
我们继续看启示录二章九节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 9.
这里最后说，这些自称是犹太人的，其实不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人，撒旦那一会的人。
These people that say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
哇，有人那么蠢吗？会在教会里面自称我是撒旦一会的吗？这不可能嘛。
It is impossible for someone to admit that they are a synagogue of Satan.
所以我们上次讲过了，这可能又是另外一个带有属灵意义的戒称了。
So last time we talked about this is probably referring to something else spiritually.
就好像前面那个叫做尼哥拉，不是真的尼哥拉那个人，是借来用再来解释。
Just like the Nicolaitans, that is not.That is just a term that refers to these people.
但是我们看到这里，小弟读到这里，我觉得令我有一种震惊跟忧伤的感觉。
But when I read this, I'm shocked and also upset.
因为这些本来啊，他会有自称是犹太人，一定他是真的是有犹太人肉体上协同有的。
Because they will call themselves a Jew because they are a Jew in the flesh.
所以他在血缘跟传统上。原本应该是属神的嘛。
So, according to their bloodline, they should belong to God.
可是这里，耶稣基督借着使徒约翰告诉我们，他不止已经渐渐脱离了神的道路。
But here, our John says that these people have slowly left the way of God.
甚至已经完全不自觉的，我相信是不自觉的，不自觉的就变成了另外一端跟神作对的人，而不自知哦，不自知。
And they are not aware of how they have left and become a group that opposes God.
什么可能是跟撒旦同一会的？
What is a synagogue of Satan?
你跟他指责啊，他们已经跟你打架，绝对不会承认了。
If you fight with them, they will not admit it.
他们可能不承认，也不自觉，也没有意识到，甚至还认为自己是属神的。
They do not admit it, or they do not realize it, and they think they belong to God.
那么最后一点时间，我们来想，圣经告诉我们撒旦会做什么事。
And in our last period of time, let's think about what Satan does.
希望我们现在读这段经文的时候啊，都不要去想，哦哦哦哦。我在纽西兰这里认识哪个统领，大概就这个样子。那现在你可以退席了。
So, as I'm about to talk about this, do not think that, oh, I know this person so and so in New Zealand who's like this.
小弟研究这个，告诉你们，我从来不会把这个拿来当一个 frame 去套在某个人身上。
I will never take what I'm about to say as a frame and frame someone with it.
拿来自己看自己就好。是不是不知不觉会变这个样子？这样就好了。
We use it to look at ourselves. Are we turning into someone like this?
所以你看，我们来看历代志上21章第一节。
Let's read First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1.
历代志上21章的第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1. 我
讲比较快一点的，然后撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
所以这里我们发觉撒旦他的特征啊，会去攻击神的百姓。
So Satan, one thing they will do is he will attack the people of God.
他在可能是言语上的。
Probably in terms of speech.
可能是做法上。
And in terms of actions.
可能是心态上。
And in terms of mentality.
这个攻击啊，我们换成另外一句话来形容它。
If we change this word to be against to another word.
就是在这一些啊，让属神的人会受到损伤或伤害，尤其可能是心灵方面的。
That they will cause the people of God to be hurt, especially in their minds.
所以我们在这方面我们要自己注意一下。
So we must be careful in this area.
这换成主耶稣他们讲的话叫做绊倒人啊。
Here Lord Jesus describes these people as stumbling blocks.
我们都知道绊倒人不好，但是我们要时时省察自己是不是可能不小心会做到这种事。
We know it's bad to stumble others, but we need to think, do we do this without knowing?
好，那第二种，我们请看旧约圣经约伯记一章九节。
The second one, let's read Job chapter 1 verse 9.
约伯记一章九节。
Job chapter 1 verse 9.
撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？”
So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?"
所以我们看撒旦他的第二个特征啊，他总把人感谢神跟敬拜神的动机跟心态往坏处想。注意哦，这是特征哦。
Take note. Satan always takes people worshipping God at the motive of it is something bad.
所以我们在教会里面相处，我觉得这都在讲教会内部了。
So I think this is all talking about internally.
所以我们启示录有两种进入哦，我不花时间解释。现在第二种进入是以教会的观点在看启示录，
是
我们教会的观点。
So to study Revelation, it is one perspective is to use the perspective of the church.
今天在我们教会内部，不管同龄之间开会的时候怎么样
，and no matter what it's like when we have meetings between brothers and sisters,
不管大家言语是不是可能有时候没有去注意到，情绪没有去注意到。
And sometimes maybe we don't watch what we say.
即使你明明知道好像哪里不太对劲。
Even though you know something seems off.
我奉劝大家哦，都往正面想。
I encourage you to think positively.
不要去讲哦，或者私底下你回家自己跟家人讲的话，你不要忘了上面那个都在听啊。
And when you go home and talk to your family, don't forget that God is listening as well.
我觉得那个人动机有问题。
I think that person has bad motive.
我觉得那个人心态都是岂是无故的呢
？That person, where is he coming from?
争权夺利，怎样？
He's wanting power or whatever.
啊，你猜对了也没奖赏。
And even if you're correct, you don't get a prize.
是你猜错了，你就惨了。
But if you get it wrong, then it's bad.
我的经验是你猜对了没奖赏啊。
My experience is if you get it right, there's no prize.
万一你猜错的话，神找你算账啊。
But if you get it wrong, God will hold you accountable.
约伯的三个朋友啊，搞错约伯的心态。
Job's three friends.
事态很紧急，很严重啊。
Got Job's situation wrong, and in the end, things were bad.
你有没有想到哦，没访问没事，访问到后来，神要解决你啊。
Have you realized that it would be okay if they didn't visit them, but after visiting him, God dealt with them?
小弟有分析过约伯三友的他们的心态跟学说跟教训啊。
I've analyzed the three friends of Job.
很可怜啊，你好心好意的要去造就他，搞到后来你这个访问让神要去处理你们三个。
They were well intentioned to help Job, but in the end, God punished them.
还好啊，神只是约伯。哦，你告诉那三个朋友啊，赶快认罪认罪，约伯帮他们带倒才没事，不然他们惨了耶。
Fortunately, God had told Job that you should tell your friends to repent.
我们不要用那一种啊，老是觉得人家动机有问题，心态不善，都是怎么样？那个不关我们的事。
We should stop always thinking that other people have a bad motive or that they are not correct.
你多肯定往他好的想，我们这有神的教会，神会带领我们啊。
And we think that we we are a church with God, so God will guide us.
我们要怎么爱同龄？哎，哥林多前书十三章不就是爱是凡事相信吗？
And that's why in 1 Corinthians 13 it says love believes all things.
你相信什么？
What do you believe?
我相信我现在跟他吵架，将来我们两个一样都会上天国。
I believe that we have a fight now, but we will go to heaven in the future.
我相信他现在虽然有情绪啊，讲的这个不好，也骂我几句，我很难过。但是我相信啊，我们以后还是好同龄啊。
I believe that even
though 凡事盼望，凡事相信嘛。
You rebuke me harshly, we are still good brothers and sisters. We believe in everything.
这就是一种爱的态度。
This is the attitude of love.
神要我们去学习怎么爱，而不是要去只教别人怎么爱我们。
God wants us to learn how to love, not just to tell others how to love us.
这个难不难？这个很难啊。
This is very, very difficult.
你不要以为小弟在那边讲的口沫横飞就是我做得很好啦。
Don't think just because I'm talking about it, it means I'm good at it. No.
但是我知道主的道理是这样子啊。
But I know this is the teaching of the Lord.
所以也有外面的人讲一句话嘛，说哈。牧师总是相信人性是善良的。
So people say the pastor always believes people are good.
啊，哪一种师都是相信人性是邪恶的啊。
But what
loyal?
But the
这是外面的话啦，不是圣经里面啦。
So other people of the world will say, but lawyers always assume the worst. So that's why lawyers cover all their bases.
你说那这样不是基督徒就是傻瓜了吗
？So if you're a Christian, then wouldn't you be a fool?
所以啊，台湾有一句俗谚叫做傻人。天公疼傻人憨人啊，就是说神爱那些比较单纯的。
So in Taiwan, people might say that God loves those who are a bit more simple.
好，我们再来看撒迦利亚书三章一节，耽误一点点时间就好。
I'll take up your time a little bit. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
旧约圣经撒迦利亚书三章一节。
And Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边，与他作对。
Verse 1, then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
所以撒旦的第三个特征是喜欢作对。
So the third characteristics of Satan is he opposes.
我们会不会也喜欢跟人家抬杠作对？
And do we also like to oppose others?
有时候在教会不会，回到家里面可能会。
Sometimes not in the church, but when we go home.
不要啦，比起对他人的欣赏与合作，更容易呈现的是挑剔与指责。
But instead of appreciating what they do, they nitpick at what they do.
每个人都有缺点跟优点。
Everybody has their negatives and positives.
在教会里面，我们宁愿啊，不管人前人后。都去讲述我发觉他的优点是什么。
In the church, we would rather talk about I have realized this is the good point.
我们讲人家的缺点的时候，不是我们没缺点啊，人家也在背后讲我们。
When we talk about the bad things of others, other people are also talking about us behind our backs.
神不喜欢在背后讲这些话的人，旧约经文写的。
God does not like it when people talk about this behind people's backs.
好了，我们先分析这三点，时间到了，我们下一次星期五再继续。
And time is up. We will continue this on Friday.
所以撒旦会的这些特质，我们。自己反省自己就好了，我们不要这样子了哈。
So let us just